You have to understand who it is who died for you. We do a great injustice to people when we begin the person of the Son of God with the manger. We've got to realize that in order to understand the power, the beauty, and the magnitude of the incarnation, we have to understand who it is that became incarnate. We want to look at the cross and understand the grandeur of it. We want to marvel in the love that's demonstrated there, then we have to know who it is who died. And in order to do that, we have to go back into eternity past and see that the Son of God has always been the Son of God in glory, the greatest glory, that the universe, that everything that has ever been has always circled Him. We have to know who it is who died. Firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities or things. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. Studied, but he was also the sustainer of the universe, of absolutely everything. Universe refers to both unity and diversity. It is one. It functions together as one. Yet, that one is made up of so many diverse entities and factors, almost unlimited entities. And to think that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in creation, knows every one of those things, every entity, from the smallest atom to the largest mammal, whatever exists, planets and stars and grains of sand, he knows everyone, has them counted, knows them intimately, and not only that, sustains each one, but holds them all together in a mass. He created, and he is the only one who can sustain the entire universe. Do you realize how much your life depends upon him? Your next breath depends upon the Son of God. And those who rail against him, those who hate him, those who mock him, those little people who write cartoons against him, they can only move their pen by the power of the one that they're mocking. Think about that. Every successive moment of providence being, as it were, a successive of creation. Now you think creation was a great thing, and you're right. But now just imagine this. Every moment is as though he were recreating again and again and again and again. Every beat of the clock, a similar power is being manifested and recreating, 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 sustaining, sustaining. It wasn't just a one-time thing, but it's something that continues on. And he does this. Now think about this. He did that when he was on the cross. I'm ashamed at the way I pronounce his name. It's as though every time we mention the name of the Son of God, we ought to pause, we ought to tremble, we ought to fear. His arm upholds the universe, and if it were withdrawn, all things would fade into their original non-existence. He not only made, but also sustains and controls worlds that we know nothing about. That is why I'm so angry with myself so often. How can he be this glorious and I be so dull? How can he be so wonderful and yet my mind is attracted to other things?